down here with Justin Langer. Justin, first of all, that loss to the Strikers, not ideal, but you're still in a very good position.
Yeah, we've had three great games and two poor games. So I guess it's in one way it's an indication of how the competition is. Strong competition. We've lost two games to the Strikers. We fought back really well after the first game, and we're hopeful we'll do that again today.
It was one of the downsides of those three big wins that the middle order didn't get tested under match conditions?
Yeah, there's that, and also our middle order is very inexperienced, and we're aware of that. On the one hand, we're really excited about that, and we left Michael Carberry out for some of our young guys who are coming through our program. But you know, our young guys need to get experience somewhere, and there's no better place to get it than under the big lights.
And a really important match for both teams tonight.
Yeah, they're all important games. I mean, we know that they're all very important games, and it's always nice to have points in the bank rather than chasing points. So it's going to be an exciting game, really evenly matched game. We're looking forward to it.
You spoke about experience. You lose one of your experienced players after tonight, Sean Marsh, and also Joel Parris joining the one-day squad, but you do get Adam Voges back.
Yeah, we get Adam Voges, but we've also got Michael Carberry to come back. He's played a massive amount of T20 cricket, so we get some experience coming back, and we'll just then work out what the best balance is to beat Hobart and then the Stars in Perth.
Talking of the balance, Ashton Agar bowled for the first time against the Strikers. What's been the thinking behind him playing as a batsman? Has it just been the circumstances of each game when he hasn't bowled?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you go in with four quicks, and Brad Hogg's been very good for a couple of years for us, so he bowled a few overs. We rate him very highly. And, you know, I'm certain if Brad Hogg wasn't here, he'd be our number one spinner. As a batsman, you know, he's got enormous talent, and he's got two Sheffield Shield hundreds this year. He's done well in Matador Cup, and we want to give him that exposure. We want to help him to develop into an all-rounder as much as possible, and I'm sure over time he'll get a lot more bowling exposure as well.
And a handy time to play the Thunder with Mike Hussey sidelined?
Well, of course. I mean, it's sad for Huss. He's such a, you know, iconic player of the game. So, but when their best players are out, you know, we're never going to, whilst we feel for him personally, we're happy not to see him in the team because he's such a huge player for the Thunder.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thank you.